You're listening to IMI this week. Grenada's Citizenship by Investment program had a record-breaking year in 2023, raising over $1 billion East Caribbean dollars in revenue and receiving 2,297 applications, the highest ever in a single month. Despite efforts to reduce the application backlog worth over half a billion East Caribbean dollars in the earlier part of the year, a surge of 442 applications in December led to a net increase in the backlog to 1,826 pending applications by year-end. However, program CEO Thomas Anthony aims to clear this backlog by June 30, 2024, when the price increases outlined in the Caribbean MOA are set to take effect. In an interview at Global Citizen Week Cairo 2024, Patrick Peters discusses the upcoming price increases and regulatory harmonization in the Caribbean Citizenship by Investment programs, as outlined in a recent MOA signed by 4 out of 5 participating nations. While Peters believes the 4 Caribbean countries fully intend to implement the MOA's quality standards and due diligence practices, he thinks the June 30th deadline is unrealistic. Nevertheless, Peters remains optimistic that the reforms will be enacted within the year. The Beninese government has submitted a bill to grant a 3-year passport with route to citizenship to individuals who can prove their ancestors were victims of the transatlantic slave trade. If passed, eligible applicants can obtain a Beninese passport that provides visa-free access to 63 destinations, primarily in Africa and the ECOWAS bloc, potentially allowing residency and free movement across 14 other sub-Saharan African countries. While the bill aims to strengthen cultural ties and promote Pan-African unity, questions remain regarding the tangible benefits of Beninese citizenship for potential applicants. Although the Cypriot government projects capacity for up to 150 approved applications before the program's scheduled expiry in May 2024, Cyprus's new startup visa program approved only 8% of applications in its first year. The low initial approval numbers reflect stringent evaluation criteria as Cyprus aims to turn the island into an innovative tech hub. The government remains committed to developing the startup ecosystem and positioning Cyprus as an investment migration destination with proposals for a €250,000 residency route and a new 3-year pathway to citizenship. Canada's startup visa program has experienced a surge in applications over 600% in 2023, driven by increased awareness, higher annual processing quotas, and a sharp rise in approved designated organizations that provide support letters. While processing times for the startup visa average about 30 months, Slava Apel reveals a workaround for those eager to get to Canada sooner. Applicants can obtain temporary work permits within 1 to 2 months to start their businesses while awaiting permanent residency. Hungary's new Golden Visa program, set to launch in July, promises competitive pricing with investment options of €250,000 in real estate funds or €500,000 in new residential properties, along with a reputation for efficient processing, to attract investors from rival European programs. In an interview at IMI Connect, Laszlo Kiss claims the program's straightforward investment structure will avoid past controversies while acknowledging potential drawbacks like the physical presence requirement. If they are processed in 3 months also this time, then this program will be the best because clients want to see results, says Kiss. IMI Pro Csaba Magyar provides a step-by-step guide to how applicants of Hungary's new guest investor program may invest at least €500,000 in residential property. Throughout this process, specific legal requirements must be met, such as having the contract notarized, registering a prohibition on selling or encumbering the property for 5 years, and paying relevant taxes like the 4% transfer tax. Certain tax benefits are also available to investor owners, including exemption from capital gains tax after 5 years of ownership. Thanks for joining us today on IMI Podcasts. Subscribe for free to the IMI Daily Newsletter for breaking news and updates from the investment migration industry. And consider upgrading your membership to IMI Pro to get insider access to networking opportunities, industry events, data, and members-only content.